USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is once more criticizing the judge overseeing his state civil fraud trial. Outside the courtroom in New York today, Trump said there is a definite agenda.
And this rogue judge, Trump's hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General has accused Trump and his family of exaggerating his net worth to secure more favorable terms from lenders and insurers. He labeled New York Attorney General Letitia James as a disgrace to our country. Trump potentially faces fines of up to $250 million. The 18-day United Auto Workers strike continues, General Motors recently laying off 160 workers indefinitely. UAW President Sean Fain expanded the strike, accusing Ford and GM of a lack of progress in negotiations. In response, GM President Mary Barra criticized the UAW, stating, "It's clear there is no real intent to reach an agreement." The White House is urging Congress to increase aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia.
To see the continuation of the brave people in Ukraine to fight for their freedom, right, to fight for their democracy.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said today that there is still robust bipartisan backing for supporting Ukraine, a key focus for the Biden administration. This follows Congress passing a temporary bill to fund the government until mid-November, which did not include support for Kyiv. Expect an alert on your cell phone this Wednesday at 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phone. The federal government is conducting this test for its emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts. And tonight's Powerball jackpot has surpassed $1 billion. That's been confirmed by lottery officials. Since July, no one has won the top prize. The estimated grand prize marks only the fourth time in the game's history that it has exceeded the $1 billion mark. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Student loan payments are back. Payments officially went back into effect Sunday after over a three-year pause brought on by the COVID pandemic.
As many as 40 million Americans now are stuck paying back loans, despite constant pushback from the Biden administration. The Supreme Court blocked a policy in June that would have forgiven $20,000 in student debt for many borrowers, with Biden looking into other ways to cancel debt. I'm Dave Collins.
The U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a challenge regarding former President Trump's eligibility for the 2024 ballot. The challenge, initiated by a minor GOP presidential candidate, was based on a post-Civil War clause in the 14th Amendment barring former Confederacy members from office. The High Court has rejected that challenge. TikTok is reportedly in the process of testing an ad-free version of their app, albeit at a potential cost. According to Android Authority, users might be required to subscribe for a monthly fee of $4.99, though the pricing is still under consideration. As of now, TikTok has not issued an official statement regarding this new development. This holiday season, Mariah Carey is hitting the road for her Merry Christmas One and All tour. Starting November 15th, the tour will visit 13 cities. Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You holds the record as the best-selling holiday song by a female artist. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.